One area of the economy that is very much still hurting is manufacturing. Today's Labor Department report shows that sector losing jobs for the 37th month in a row. NPR's Jim Zeroli talked this week to a New England factory owner who is trying to draw attention to the crisis facing small and mid-sized manufacturers.
Sitting around a conference table with some employees, Fred Tedesco is discussing how to fill a new job order. Since 1946, Tedesco's company, Payted, has made springs at its plant in Bristol, Connecticut. The customer they're discussing is an automotive company that always pays its bills promptly, and Tedesco is anxious to hold on to its business.
No, there aren't any specifications that we need to get right.
They're on this blueprint.
Afterwards, Tedesco, who runs Payted with his brother, sits back and talks about doing business today. On the wall is an architect's rendering of a Payted plant in North Carolina. The plant was closed last year. Tedesco says manufacturing companies like his are slowly being destroyed.
I'm using that word, and I'm not exaggerating, because we are in a tailspin downwards. And right now there's a tremendous number of manufacturing firms that are on the verge of bankruptcy in the United States, small and medium sized.
Tedesco has helped form an alliance of workers and companies called Mad in the USA that's trying to focus attention on manufacturers' plight. Tedesco says his active customer base has fallen from a high of about 750 in the mid-90s to about 300 today. Revenues are down 30% in 3 years. Countless manufacturers have moved to China and buy their springs there. Tedesco says companies routinely threaten to take their business overseas if Payted won't lower its prices.
I had a customer tell me a little while ago that my 40 years of service to his company had zero value, and don't bring it up again. Just bottom price, whatever. I happened to have done business with that company longer than that guy was alive. So it was not a nice thing to have said to me.
And Payted's experience is common. Economist Erica Groshen of the Federal Reserve of New York says U.S. manufacturing employment has been slowly shrinking for at least 3 decades, largely because of productivity improvements.
It's a long-run trend, and it tends to be accelerated during recessions. Recessions put a lot of stress on companies, and that tends to be a time when they make long-run decisions about how many workers they're going to need.
Groshen believes this process benefits the economy long-term because it makes U.S. companies more competitive, but it's painful and disruptive for manufacturers such as Payted. Fred Tedesco isn't giving up without a fight. He invests some $350,000 a year on new capital equipment, often using personal credit. Payted's Bristol plant has huge new machines that bend and form wires into springs, then drop them into boxes one by one. Tedesco stops near one of them to explain how it works.
It allows us to make forms that were impossible to make 6 months ago, and to make them very automatically. The savings is dramatic.
But no matter how productive he gets, he can't really compete against Chinese manufacturers with government-subsidized materials and a virtual absence of regulation. Tedesco also pays his workers as much as $30 an hour. Don Boshin runs one of the plant's wire form machines. He's a 40-year-old father of two who never went to college.
If I lost my job, I'd be in the dumps. I couldn't afford my house or feed my kids. I would get a low-paying job doing menial work.
As Boshin knows, his job is precarious right now. Paytech employed about 125 people in the 1990s. Now that's down to about 75. Tedesco says many of the people he laid off were highly qualified, but with his company barely breaking even, he couldn't keep them.
December of 2000, it was like the economy dropped off the face of the earth. And I don't mean to be corny, but if you've had to lay off somebody that you've known and worked with, and they've done a great job, and you have to tell them you can no longer have them, it's gut-wrenching. It's horrible. And my brother and I literally have cried over that, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
Tedesco says the loss of well-paying factory jobs can only lower the U.S. standard of living long-term, and he scoffs at economists who argue otherwise. That's why he's pressing politicians to address the issue. If they don't, he says, it may soon be too late to save companies like his. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.